This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. Tonight we're learning Moed Katan, Daf Chav Daad Amar Aleph. Boi Minei, Rabbi Yochanan Mishmuel. Rabbi Yochanan asks from Shmuel. Now Rabbi Yaakov Emden comments, how could Rabbi Yochanan ask from Shmuel? Rabbi Yochanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. Shmuel lived in Bavel. Rabbi Yochanan never saw Shmuel. What it means is, says the Yavitz, that Rabbi Yochanan sent Shmuel a letter, Yesh Avelus B'Shabbos, or Yein Avelus B'Shabbos. Is there mourning on Shabbos, or is there not mourning on Shabbos? This refers to Avelos B'Tzina, not Avelos B'Farhes Ya. Obviously, there's no Avelos B'Farhes Ya on Shabbos. It means Avelos B'Tzina. So, Yesh Avelos B'Shabbos, or Yein Avelos. Amale, Yein Avelos B'Shabbos. There's no mourning on Shabbos, meaning even Dvarm Shabbatzina are not Noeg. Yasvi Rabbanon Kamei D'Rapapa. The Rabbanon were sitting before a puppet of a Ka'amri Mishmei D'Shmuel, and they said the name of Shmuel Avel Shashimish Mitasu B'mei Aveloi Chayv Misa. The Rabbanon were sitting before a papa, and they said in the name of Shmuel that an Avel that has relations on Shabbos is Chayv Misa. So Amale Rapapa, so Rapapa said Osir Itmar. First of all, Shmuel never said that an Avel that is Mishamish Mitasai is Chayev Misa. We said earlier, he said earlier, Ein Avelos B'Shabbos, there's no signs of Avelos on Shabbos, which means Tasha Shamita is Mutter. So he never said Yechayev Misa. He only said Aser. And Umishmed Rabbi Yochanan Itmar. And it wasn't Shmuel, it was Rabbi Yochanan. If you heard anything in the name of Shmuel, this is what you must have heard. Amar Rav Tachlifa Baravimi, Amar Shmuel Rav Tachlifa Baravimi, said in the name of Shmuel, Avel Shaloi Para, an Avel that does not let his hair grow long, Vishaloi Piram, and does not rent his clothing, does not rip his clothing, Chayiv Misa. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Rasheichem Al Tifro, when Aaron was being Misaba over Nadav and Aviu, so Hashem told Moshe to tell Aaron and Elazar and Isamar that don't let your hair grow long. Uvigdechem loisafremel, don't rip your clothing. Veloisamusa, and you won't die. That implies vigoimer ha acher shloi par v'shloi pirim, but someone else who does not let his hair grow long and does not rip his clothing, chayiv misa, is chayiv misa. Amar Rav from Bar Papa said, Tana ba'avel rabasi, we learned to mistach the smachos, avel also l'shamish mitas mei aveloi. And avel is prohibited to have tashma shamita during his avelos. So firstly, why are we bringing in this halacha here? This is a random halacha, or stam a dinna of avelos in general. And secondly, why does it use this double lashon, avel also l'shamish mitasei b'mei aveloi? Why this double lashon? It's to indicate that we're talking specifically about an avel on Shabbos. Then avel cannot be m'shamish mitasei at all during the avelos. U'maisa be'echad sheshimish mitasei b'mei aveloi. And there's a story about someone who had relations during his avelos. V'shamtu chazirim es kviyasai, and pigs dragged his body. Now Rashi brings two pshatim. Either kviyasai means his whole body, and some say it means aver shalai. It refers to his aver of tashmish. So the pigs dragged his whole body. Either Rashi, according to the first pshat, says his whole body, or this, according to the second pshat, it refers to the aver of tashmish, the male member. Okay. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Pachas choiva natar rishos. The practices of pachas are obligatory for an avel. Natar are discretionary, referring to on Shabbos. These practices are obligatory. Pachas is obligatory. Natar is rishos. What are they? Priyas harosh. The avel has to uncover his hair from it being wrapped up. That's an obligation on Shabbos to show he's not ba'avelos. Chazaras kra la'achayrav, turning the tear to behind him, that's obligatory, that's a chayva. Zekifas hamita, and turning his bed erect, is a chayva. These are all obligatory. Why are they obligatory? Because typically in Avel, what does it mean, Zekifas hamita? Typically an Avel has to turn his bed upside down and sleep on the upside down bed, so he has to turn it right side up when it comes to Shabbos. These are all obligatory to show that there's no Avelos B'Farhes Ya or even Betzina on Shabbos. However, at least these three practices are not in effect on Shabbos. Ne'ilas hasandal, but wearing shoes, tashmash hamita, or marital relations, v'chitzas yadam raglam b'chame in arvis, or washing his hands and feet in hot water that was heated up before Shabbos, that he's not obligated to do. That's only rishus. That he, because these are private things, he does not have to partake of them. V'rava amarav says, afilu priyas harosh rishus. He does not have to uncover his head from its wrapping. That's also discretionary. Ushmuel, maishna ne'ilas hasandal d'rishus. And according to Shmuel, what is special about Nilas HaSandal? That it's discretionary. Why does Shmuel say that he is not obligated to wear shoes? Why do we say that Avel on Shabbos is not obligated to wear shoes? Because not everybody wears shoes. Sometimes people have their shoes removed. Priyas Harosh Nami. So uncovering his head also, lav kolyama avido demagle reshayu. He doesn't have to uncover his head because sometimes people have their heads wrapped. Not everyone who's not an aval has his head uncovered. So the same way a Shmuel would say an aval doesn't have to wear shoes because not everybody wears shoes even when they're not an aval. So too, why would Shmuel say that you have to uncover your head? Says the Gemara, Shmuel etamei. Shmuel goes according to his reason, the Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel says, "Kol kara any tier she'ena b'shas chimam, which is not at the time of intense emotion, enoi kara is not a tier." And we're going to come back to this statement of Shmuel. What does it mean that any tier that's not in the moment of intense pain is not a tier? V'chol atifa and any wrapping she'ena k'ativas yishma'elim, which is not like the wrapping of yishma'elim. Eina atifa is not natifa. So in other words, Shmuel holds you have to do a full-fledged wrapping. And since you have to do a full-fledged wrapping, nobody typically has his head wrapped up to that extent that which is atifas yishma'ilim, which Rashi says that atifa is completely covers the face, as we're about to see. The Gemara continues. Machvi Rav Nachman ad gubi didikno. Rav Nachman pointed that a full-fledged atifas yishma'elim is until the hollow of the cheekbone of the beard, and therefore that's something that is not typically done, and therefore on Shabbos one has to undo that wrapping. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, loy shanu ela she'en loy menolim beraglav. Rav Yaakov said the name Rav Yochanan. This was only taught if you don't have shoes. If you don't have shoes, you have to uncover your hair, because otherwise it looks like you're ba'avelos, aval yesh lo minalav. But if you do have shoes, baraglav, minalav meichichin alav. Your shoes demonstrate that you're obviously not an avel. Kol kra she'ena b'shas chimam ena kra. Shmuel said any tear that's not at the time of intense pain is not a tear. Aiva amrulei l'shmuel, but they told Shmuel nach nafshei the Rav, that Rav passed away. Kara alei, and Rav ripped tresar mani, 12 of his clothing. Now, apparently he didn't do it all at once. He didn't do it all at once. That means on 12 separate days. Amar, he said, Ozel gavra d'hav mistafino minei. The man who I'm afraid of has left. Amar lei the Rabbi Yochanan. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, Nach nafshi the Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina passed away. Kara ale and he tore. Tzleisar itzdali milasa. 13 robes of fine silk. Again, presumably, Reuven wasn't wearing 13 garments at one time. It means on 13 separate days. So we see that it is not considered that one is allowed to rip, even if it's not at the time of chimam. The understanding of the statement of kol kra she'eno b'shas chimam eno kra is that any ripping that's not at the time of intense pain is not a rip, and therefore you're not allowed to do it because it's bal tashchis. Why are you ripping them if it's not considered a real rip? Why are you ripping? So these Amoraim, namely Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan, they ripped even not b'shas chimam. Rabbi Yochanan said about Rabbi Chanina, Amar, he said, Ozel gavra d'havim mistafinu minei. Left is the man that I'm afraid of. Says the Gemara, Shani Rabbanon. The Rabbanon are different. The Kivan d'chol shaita midkari shmatayu, because since at all times their teaching is remembered k'shas chimam dami. It's like at the time of immense grief. Meaning when it comes to chachamim, when chachamim pass away, the halacha is that one could tear Kriya even later, because since their teaching is always remembered, therefore their death is always considered fresh. Now, there are two ways of learning this Gemara. It doesn't mean when Rabbanim pass away, anyone could tear over their death at any time, because their death is always severely felt. Or does it mean Rabbanon could always tear over the death of Tzadikim, because it's the Rabbanon who feel the loss of the teachings that are no longer here because their Rabbeim have passed away? The nafkamina would be whether a simple person could tear Kriya over the loss of one of the Rabbanon, or only one of the Rabbanon are allowed to do that. Okay. Amrli Rabban Bar Ada L'Rava. Rabban Bar Ada said to Rava, Amar Talmidcha. Rabban Bar Ada said to Rava, your student said, which student? Rav Amram. Tanya. So Ravin Bar Ada said to Rava, your student Rav Amram said, Tanya, it was taught in a braisa, Avel kol shiva kar lefanav. And Avel, for 7 days he tears in the front of his shirt. Ben bala hachlef, if he needs to change his garment. Machlef, he changes. Vekarei, and he tears again. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, the garment that he wears, kairoi l'achayrov, the tear is behind him. Ben bala hachlef, if he needs to change his garment, machlef, he changes ve'enoi korea, but it doesn't have to be torn. But the bottom line is, we see that if a regular avel changes his garment, he has to tear again, even though it's not at the time of chimum, even though it's not at the time of immense grief, because it's not b'shas ma'isa, says Gemara, kitanya hi, when was that taught? B'kavod aviv imai. That was taught regarding the honor of a father and mother. For a father and mother, one can always tear kriya, even not at the shasachimam, in order to pay respects and show honor to a father and mother. Now the Gemara is a shayla, because we know that when one tears kriya for father and mother, one may never repair that kriya. But what if it's the new shirt that was replaced? In other words, if somebody tears kriya for father and mother and then puts on a new garment, and that new garment you have to tear as well, can you repair that garment? Says Gemara, Oysan kron mesachin oyen mesachin. Those tears, could you repair it or do you not repair it? Pligi ba avuad Rav Oshia bar Kapara. So it's machlokes, the father Rav Oshia bar Kapara. Chad omar, one opinion holds ein mesachin, it cannot be repaired. The chad omar, mesachin, and one opinion holds it could be repaired. Says the Gemara, Tistayim, let's bring a proof to Avuad Rav Oshia, that it's the father of Rav Oshia, the Amar Ein Mesachin, who says it cannot be repaired. The Amar Rav Oshia, because Rav Oshia said, Ein Mesachin. Rav Oshia said, you cannot repair it. Miman Shmiele, from who did he hear you can't repair it? Lav Me Avuad, didn't he hear it from his father? Where would Rav Oshia have heard that you cannot repair even the replacement garment for a tearing Kriya? Says Gemara, no, loy mi bar kapara rabbi Shmiele, he heard it from his Rebbe, bar kapara. Amar Rava said, Avel, Metayel, Beunkeli, Betoich Beisai. Rava said, a mourner can stroll in his ripped garment in his house on Shabbos. Even though we said on Shabbos, the tear has to be hidden, but in the privacy of your home, the Avel could walk around in his torn garment. Abaye, Ashkechel Rav Yosef. Abaye found Rav Yosef, Deparis, Lay Sudra Arisha, that his head was wrapped up, and he was going around in his house like that, showing the signs of Avelos. Amar Lay, Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, Lav Savar Lamar, doesn't the master hold in Avelos b'Shabbos, that there are no signs of Avelos on Shabbos? Says Gemara, Amar Lay, so no, Rabbi Yosef said, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is what Rabbi Yochanan said, Dvarim Shabbat Sinna Noyeg, private matters, we are Noyeg to observe on Shabbos. And therefore, since this is in the privacy of my home, I am allowed to be noyeg dvarim Shabbat Sina. Okay, one more line. Rabbi Lezer Oimer. Rabbi Lezer says, Mishacharav Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Atzeres K'Shabbos. Shavuos is like Shabbos. Since there are no more karbanos, therefore, just like on Shabbos, Shabbos is not Mevatel Shiva, so too Shavuos is not either. Amar Rav Gidol Bar Menash, Ya, Amar Shmuel, Rav Gidol Bar Menash, Ya said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha Krem Gamliel. The Halacha is like Krem Gamliel. The Halacha is like Krem Gamliel, that what? We learned in the Mishnah on Daf Yotes that in Gamliel Shita is Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur are like Regalim. That just like Regal is Mevato Shiva, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is also Mevato Shiva. So Rav Gidol said the name of Rav Menash, Yah, in the name of Rav Gidol Bar Menash, Yah, said in the name of Shmuel, the halach is like Ram Gamliel. But as we're going to see next time, there's another version of what Rav Gidol Bar Menash, Yah, said. Okay, Be'ezus Hashem, we'll pick it up next time.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.